The Nova Scotia government signed a $365 million decade-long deal with a health technology company to digitize patients' records. We're here today with Dr. Stephen Lowney, neurosurgeon with Halifax's QE2 Health Sciences Infirmary. Hello, Dr. Stephen. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can you tell us a little bit about the new system and what it's called?
In general terms, it's called an EHR, which stands for Electronic Health Record System. Another word for it is a CIS, or Computerized Information System. And what it is, broadly speaking, is an amalgamation of all of the aspects of hospital and healthcare that can be put into a single platform. So within that platform are things such as imaging studies, MRI, CT scan, reporting, transcription, physician reports, laboratory reports, things like blood test results, and probably most importantly, the patient's demographic information. All of this information is within one very large computer program that is secure and password protected for individuals, including physicians and nurses, to view results, to order tests, to order medications, and to communicate with each other.
When will this be accessible to Nova Scotians?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a graduated process because it's such a big thing. It's such a big change for the various healthcare facilities that it's being gradually introduced, beginning with Dartmouth General and then proceeding through other healthcare facilities, culminating in QE2. And the timeline is between 2024 and 2027 or 28.
You say this is a big change. Why is it important to digitize patients' records?
Yeah, well, a lot of patient records, you know, especially if you had a test done years ago, would be printed onto paper and would be inside a very large file, especially if you had a number of illnesses. And those would eventually make their way into a healthcare record storage area, which, of course, as the number of patients grows, would then overwhelm the space that it was contained and would then be shipped off site to another location. And after some years had gone by, they would sometimes be microfilmed. So if you needed to look at a patient's historical data, you'd have to go to the health record department. And sometimes the chart would be there and sometimes it would be off site. So by keeping the information in a digital format, it's more quickly accessible and more comprehensive because it hasn't been, for example, put in a chart and then sent to another location. Also, digitization allows more rapid exchange of information than analog paper. So, for example, if a person is seen in the emergency department and then admitted to hospital, all of the physicians and nurses that are involved in that individual's care have immediate access through a digital format that they wouldn't have in a pure paper-based format. And between centers, information can be exchanged more quickly. So between a rural center and an urban center, for example, if a laboratory test is done in another community, then that result is transmitted digitally rather than through snail mail, where the result might take some days to be received by the person who ordered the test.
Can we have a little before and after? How will patients and doctors benefit from the system, from this new system, whether it's time, hours, or?
Yes, I probably the biggest benefit is efficiency. I mean, it still takes time. A patient still needs time spent with the nurse or the physician for their assessment. You can't digitize that, of course, but the efficiency of the work is increased dramatically. So, for example, in the current milieu, if an individual care provider wants to look at a lab result, and then look at a letter from another care provider, and then look at a X-ray report or result, and then make a plan and perhaps prescribe a medication. Currently, all of those things are either within their own separate app or they're on paper. An electronic health record type system allows all of these things to be done within one app. It's a huge app, as you can imagine, but it's all being done within one app. Another aspect of efficiency is, let's say you're having a blood test done periodically. Let's say you're having your blood sugar checked periodically once a week. If you get that result on paper and you want to see how a person's blood sugar is doing over time, you'd have to enter that data into a chart. Within an electronic health record, you can actually take the data of that simple test and chart it within seconds. So you can see the trend over time of what's happening to a person's blood test. So that's it. That's another potential efficiency that's created. And then the other aspect, apart from efficiency, is safety. So it isn't common, but there are medication errors that can occur where a person receives a prescription that may be where the dose might be incorrect or the name of the drug might be incorrect. You know, we're human, so we make mistakes. Sometimes in a large hospital system, a patient might receive a medication that was destined for another person. These types of things are called medication errors. Rarely a drug is given to a person and they actually have an allergy to that medication. These are all rare events, but by introducing the electronic health record, you decrease those types of medication errors by anywhere from 30 to 50%. So you actually make care safer. So it's efficiency and safety are the two big benefits.
Is this developed in other provinces?
Yes. I think Nova Scotia is one of the last to bring this type of EHR system into healthcare.
Is this developed in other provinces?
Yes. I think Nova Scotia is one of the last to bring this type of EHR system into healthcare.
And my final question to you is, what is your opinion on the EHR?
Well, I've worked in two healthcare environments. I'm originally from Nova Scotia, and I had my early medical training here. And I worked in Ontario for over 30 years, the last 10 to 12 years of which were within a healthcare environment where electronic health records and a computerized information system were in place. I've been back in Nova Scotia for over 2 years now, and I've really missed the efficiency and the safety of the EHR. So from my experience in two environments, I can say this is a great development for Nova Scotia. And as I alluded to earlier, it's not a quick fix. It's not a quick change. It has to be done very gradually because it's can be a steep learning curve for individual nurses and doctors. So it takes time, has to be done carefully. And so that's why it's going to take a few years to bring this in. But for many people who have been in healthcare for decades, it's the biggest change that they see in their careers. And that's why earlier on I said that this was the biggest thing since MRI. MRI came in the late 80s. This is the biggest single change that many people in healthcare will see in their careers in the past 30 to 40 years.